From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Syrian ceasefire appears to be holding. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities is largely intact. He said a multinational task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations don't spread and the halt in fighting continues. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the next few days will be critical.
In determining whether or not we are able to develop some real momentum towards a de-escalation of the conflict, that's the goal here. And we're, of course, under no illusions about the obstacles that still exist. This is hard. But the fact is that we need to stop the cycle of fighting and of bloodshed that is destroying Syria.
Opposition spokesman Salim El-Meslat said the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
There has to be a power that really stops what Russia and what the regime is doing. I don't think the regime or Russia will stick to this truce, and we hope that, you know, they will not break it. We hope that this would last, but, you know, what we see on ground really threaten the safety and security of the whole region.
There was a noticeable uptick in violation claims Monday. Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners have begun humanitarian deliveries with the goal of reaching tens of thousands in besieged areas. Gabonese President Ali Bongo says he'll run for a second term in elections scheduled later this year. Mr. Bongo won a disputed election in 2009 after the death of his father, Omar Bongo, who ruled the former French colony for more than 40 years. There are no term limits in Gabon. He pledged, if reelected, to fight against what he called unwarranted privilege in an oil-rich nation where much of the population remains in poverty. This is VOA News.